Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Share and Retweet is supported by SuperSimpleCards.com.
You know, cards can be pricey, Justin, and no one is as rich as Cher.
No, none of us. I'm horrifically poor compared to her. Get a pack of greeting cards from SuperSimpleCards.com with 10% off your entire order when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Gale!
Gale support LGBTIQA plus people by donating its profits back to the community. Just think of it as like a gay tax if you want.
Take my money. Visit galebev.com.au and use code Share and Retweet at checkout for 10% off. That's galebev.com.au and use code Share and Retweet at checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight? That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome everyone to another lovely episode of Share and Retweet. I am one of your hosts, Justin Porter.
I am your other host, Andy Ballock. It is so lovely to be back inside your little ear holes, back for another week, another journey down Share's
rabbit
Twitter feed.
Hole.
Oh my God, it's so much fun. It's been such a big week.
It's been so good.
Before we get started, follow us at Share and Retweet on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yeah, all the socials, and make sure you subscribe and rate us and review us on Apple's podcast app or wherever you get your podcast from.
Wherever that may be.
Gijimo. We'll keep throwing that one out there until it happens.
I'm going to plug Gijimo until the world sets on fire.
Plug it until we die. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, it's been a huge, huge week in the world that is Cher. It's been a big week. It's normally a big week anyway.
It's always a big week. But this one just feels bigger.
Because Mamma Mia 2 is now out.
It's huge. Like, it's all she's talking about. She's also recording a new album.
Yep, she's almost
which is all ABBA songs.
The set list of that album just came out.
It's just released. That's one of the Twitter events of this last week. Yeah. We're not going to get too much into it, but she did release her
set list. Yeah, we've got other stuff to talk about.
We have so many other things to talk about, but that is one of them that happened.
And she's now the recipient of a Kennedy Center Award that she'll be receiving in the next
so-and-so
months.
Which means she can go to space.
Yep, that's exactly what it means. Cher can now go to space legally, because before this, she was not allowed.
It was not allowed.
But God, that didn't stop her from trying.
No, it did not.
Every other month, Cher is trying to get on a spacecraft.
I gotta get that Kennedy Award to get to space.
Like it's a magic ticket anyway.
I gotta get back home.
That'd answer a whole bunch of questions.
It really would. So, yeah, so all that is happening.
Yeah.
Also, it's worth noting, you'll notice as we go through our tweets of the week, but there are zero political tweets from Cher this week.
Which, if you have been following this podcast, is a huge shock for you.
It's a million to one chance that this happens in our lifetime.
I'm so sorry that we're just dumping this news with you now.
Right.
Are you okay? Do you need a tea?
If you need support, like, let us know. If you're really happy. I mean, for some of you, you just won the lottery.
Yeah.
For others, you just missed your regular, like,
your regular
scheduled program.
Segment.
Yeah. So there will be no political chat this week.
Yeah.
But there are a lot
don't worry. It's not like just because she hasn't tweeted anything political, like she hasn't tweeted at all.
The crazy train is still active and running around.
That is still
it is selling sold out on the daily, hourly basis.
Yeah, just because there's no Trump tweets doesn't mean the world is ground to a halt.
Absolutely not.
So, no. If anything, what it's done is leave room for a new special kind of crazy.
It's soared to new heights is what it's done.
So over the past week, Cher has tweeted millions of times, but...
Give or take a few.
I'm not good with numbers. I host a podcast. It's not what I'm about.
We're not mathematicians. We're podcast hosts.
What I found, half of her tweets this week were either greetings or farewells to Twitter.
There's hi ghost emoji.
Yep, that's one.
Then there's hi again.
Yep.
This is 2 hours later.
Yep.
Then 2 days later, it's hi.
Chicklets,
little chicky emojis.
Yep. Then the next day,
that was like PM, and then the next morning,
what is the fascination with hi again? Quizzical face. Yep.
Because she got a lot of traction from her hi again post.
That's what she did. And she's like, oh, that hi again post is it's really taken off.
My Twitter activity spiked super hard.
I got a lot of new followers with hi again.
Yeah. What's the fascination with that? Why is everyone so confused that I would say hi again 2 hours later?
Yeah, I said hi, and now I'm saying hi again.
And then I said hi again. It's not hard to follow. It's a pretty straight, linear structure.
This is a linear structure.
Like, it's very simple.
Yeah, this is not confusing at all. Why
are you confused? And I clarified that it was again.
Yeah, I didn't say hi twice like a maniac.
I'm not a loon.
No. Having said that, two tweets after she said hi, she did say hi.
But that was in 2 days later.
There was a whole break
there. She was
saying
hi for that day.
She could have done anything on that break. We don't know. And then after What's the Fascination with Hi Again, later, Chicklets. That's a day after that.
Let's recap.
Yep.
So, hi, ghost emoji.
I love that we dive so deep into this minutia that just, who gives a fuck?
Hi, Chicklets.
Yep.
What is the fascination with hi again, quizzical face?
Yeah.
Later, Chicklets.
Yep.
Oh. And then there's also, if you look at some of her other tweets, she actually says later at the end of them. So, I'm not counting them. Because they're not just goodbye. But she is really feeling the need to
greet everyone.
Greet and farewell.
I think it's clear this week, Cher's in a good mood.
Oh, she's having a ball. she's not had to think about Trump once.
Not
because
once.
If she did think about him, you'd hear about it.
Oh, yeah. And it'd all be in caps.
Yes.
But These have fun emojis scattered through.
Yeah, little chicklets in there.
Not one of these tweets is all in caps.
No.
She's in a good
place.
She's
in a great mood.
She's done her yoga. She's been on holiday. She's back from holiday. She's finishing off the album. She's going to premiere.
She's finished the set list of her album, so that's huge.
She's being fun now.
She's in a good place, I think.
Could anything ruin that?
Just the crazy train crashing through the walls of the Cherriverse. And here it comes. One of the things I like about this, in response to Hi Again, James Michael at JazzMike215, he starts off with a bang. Congratulations, Cher. I'm so glad for you. And posts the Kennedy Center news.
The link, yeah.
Yeah, a link to the story about that, which is great. Good job, James. You know, that's an appropriate response to Hi Again. I think Hi Again leaves it pretty wide open for responses.
Yep.
Which is why, Cher, the crazy train keeps coming around.
Yeah. The more specific you are, Cher, the more specific a response you will get. If you leave it open-ended like this, you're courting disaster.
That's not a guarantee that if you are specific, you're going to get specific responses.
Oh, no.
Because I think we've learned that doesn't happen on Cher's Twitter
feed. Yeah, I've learned my lesson with that one.
Okay, it's not going to happen ever where you're going to get 100% accurate inline responses with the topic at hand.
It's never going to happen, and I don't understand why I keep thinking it might.
It won't. Get over it. It's not going to happen. I'm the voice of reason. It's not happening. But when you just post hi again, you've literally opened up the floodgates to everything.
Yeah. So a good example would be Gaga X Cardi at Kyle W. Cowell, who responded to that with, oh, hey, girl, which is great. I love this first half of this. Yeah, great. We getting new music soon? Kyle,
Where have you been? I'm not okay. If anything, this enrages me.
You, sir, have not been paying any attention.
Because it is not just Cher's Twitter feed that has been telling people that she's releasing new music. No. It's almost every
news
major
outlet,
news outlet
it's
in the world.
This podcast. Have you not been listening to our podcast,
Why
Kyle?
Why haven't you been listening to our podcast, Kyle? It's all we talk about.
And then two tweets later, she released the set list of her album. So, yeah. Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
she
the
is.
Answer is yes.
The answer is a resounding yes.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you just the rhetorical question man? Like, hey, I've got a question we all know the answer to. Can I drop it here? Hey.
Hey,
here's a question we all know.
He makes me angry. He's on my list.
Yeah, Kyle, you're on Andy's list, and no one's ever been added to Andy's list.
Right?
This is the first ad.
It's really difficult to get on my list because I don't really care about anything at all.
Yeah, and you adore everyone.
Yeah, I'm really, really easy to... I'm so easy to please.
So easy to please.
It's frighteningly simple. I'm a simple, simple man.
It's terrifying. Help me. my favorite, though,
yeah.
to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, Cher has opened Pandora's box with Hi again. And the response from Fambe Thick Snack
okay.
at Mr. Fetz, he says, hello, Cher, full stop.
Yep.
Sorry for the late reply. Now, this man, Mr. Fetz, gets it.
It's
he
polite.
Won... He wins at Twitter. He understands that this is a game.
Sorry.
And it's only a game you can win if you play by the rules.
And the rules are... The rules are...
You're the superstar you say you are, and he has made himself into a superstar. Of course.
Yeah,
sorry for the late reply.
Sorry for
that.
The late reply.
Oh, Cher, I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm so sorry.
No excuse.
No excuse at all. Not
there's
even
a,
trying to
an
offer.
Apology. My best friend and I, we used to, and this is going to surprise a lot of people, I studied Latin for 6 years.
Oh my God, shut up about it already. yeah. We all know you studied Latin. And you've never let us forget it.
So my best friend and I used to always run late for Latin class on purpose so that we could come up with new excuses to be late. Like our two favorites were, sorry, we're late. We had band practice. Neither of us were in band. Yeah. And it was very obvious. And we'd always be like 5 or 10 minutes late. The best one that we came up with, we thought, oh, we're probably not going to get away with it, but we'll have a crack anyway. We got to class like maybe 5 or 10 minutes late, walked in, like shuffled in up with our books, seemed very hurried. And we went, sorry, we're late, sir. The bell went before we could get here. And then just sat down.
The bell went before we could. Yeah.
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 Not even.
Accurate.
Yeah.
It's not even a try.
It's not even an excuse.
That's
it's
like,
just,
sorry, I'm late. I'm late.
Yeah. It's just what happens.
Yeah.
And I like this about is that it offers up no explanation.
It's also just...
Sorry, I'm late. I was making a pavlova and it just wouldn't set in time.
No, it's sorry, I'm late. Get over it.
Deal.
Deal. You got your response. I'm moving on with my life.
Thick Snack has a toot about him that I am enjoying.
He's sassy.
Oh,
he's like the Siri of people.
Thick Sack, you are not on my list. You were on a good list.
Yeah, you're on a positive list.
You're on a positive list because, one, you've responded accurately. Hi.
Yeah.
You've just said hi back.
You said hello back.
And then you've got, and then you've made an apology. Sorry, I'm late to reply. Right. Very polite.
And given no excuse, which is what I love.
Yeah.
I don't like excuses.
Yeah, I love
it. So don't give me one. Just don't give me an explanation.
Now, are we going to talk about...
Andy, we're going to talk about it.
We bloody have to,
we have
don't
to.
We? Yeah.
So in response to, as we all know, let's recap. Cher said, hi,
yep.
Hi again,
uh-huh.
Hi, Chicklets. What's the fascination with hi again?
Yeah.
And then finally, later, Chicklets. To which a very special follower
A dear old friend.
I think we all know Cheracorn.
If you don't, where have you been? Because almost every episode, I got to commend Cherokon on this because she's up there. She's an avid tweeter. And what's happened as well, Justin, is that we've interacted with the experiment.
We have. On accident.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose.
We posted something on the share and retweet Instagram account.
Yep.
And Cherokon wrote back.
Yeah. Well,
which is... Well, fun. I don't know how she found it.
Well, I tagged her in it.
You did not. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So anyway, Sharicorn replies, no, don't go. I just came here.
I don't believe it. I feel like you were already
here. You liar.
You were.
You have a persistent Twitter account.
Twitter was built around you. You were here at the beginning. Twitter was created around you. You've never left.
I'm pretty sure Sharicorn is Twitter. If Twitter
that makes so much were sense.
An account, it would be Sharicorn.
Which it is.
Now it is.
Now it is.
No, Twitter is a platform.
Yeah.
But if it had its own account.
It like, does. Twitter has its own account.
But if it were had a sentient account.
Oh, if...
Obviously, oh, Andy. Oh, I'm not talking about the business account. I'm talking about the sentient account.
Oh, sorry. So you mean if Twitter's account came to life and could order yogurt? Yeah.
If Twitter came alive
yeah.
on the back end. Like
if somehow lightning struck a modem at the witching hour
and it came
and
online.
It was like partially submerged in water. It's very what women want. If all of the aspects were all in place, the moon was in its fourth quarter, lightning
struck. There's a pentagram on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's all the candles are all lit in the right spot. Yes.
Lightning strikes Twitter
comes online.
Alive.
Sharicorn is born. And she's obsessed with Cher. Because Cher gives her so much attention. There's no one else on Twitter that is posting as much as Cher.
I bloody love her for it.
No one.
I absolutely adore her for
it. And she's learning to draw now. She's taken a human form. And she's got...
She's gone to art class.
She's going to schools.
Yeah, good. Is she doing her taxes? No, she's
no,
Twitter.
She's on Twitter. When the governments start allowing emissions via Twitter, Sharicorn will do her taxes.
Maybe then. Maybe then. Maybe.
Maybe.
Unless, of course, Cher is currently tweeting.
Nothing gets done.
Cher, it's a new Cher tweet.
Okay, so this next tweet that we are coming up to of Cher's is...
It's alarming.
A big one.
Yeah.
It's a security concern.
It's a breach.
It's a breach. It is a breach.
Guys, this
We're at DEFCON 5.
Is that the highest?
I don't know which one. I don't know if it goes lower or higher.
I don't know. I think it depends on which way the DEFCON is facing.
Yeah, but DEFCON 5 seems severe.
So I think it's like Twister. F5 is the biggest.
That's the big one.
Okay, great.
So that'll kill a whole town.
That'll destroy.
That will carry 100 cows.
So this is what we're up to.
We're DEFCON. We're a 100 cow tornado situation.
Yeah, this is.
I know. Helen Hunt is freaking out and having flashbacks.
Oh my god, I love that film.
I love it so much. This is what Cher says. Seems fake Cher accounts are asking for money. If you see any, send me info. Asking for money in my name is fraud. They'll probably disappear now. Clap emoji. Later, chiclets. Again. Later.
She's loving the chiclets this week.
Loving it. And then kissy heart face.
Yeah. What?
This seems absurd. Logic tells me...
Yeah, good-o.
That, first of all, I just don't know how this can happen. And I don't understand. I'm surprised in humanity that some people actually think Cher would ask them for money
on
Twitter.
Cher of all people.
Cher. She had a birthday recently on a private plane.
Yeah. She's not hard up for a coin.
She doesn't need your money, Joe Schmo, on Twitter.
Cher is going so well, she doesn't even care about album release deadlines.
No.
She can release one whenever she wants.
She just says, I want to release an album, and the world freaks out.
Yeah, she doesn't need to. It's fascinating that this would even happen.
It's fascinating that this is even possible.
This is the Sony hacks all over again.
Oh, my God.
As far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned.
This is Sony all over again. 100%. Sony.
I am terrified for my national security right now.
Yeah.
This is a breach of the highest order. As a PSA, don't give Cher money.
How about this?
Yeah.
Any account on Twitter that is verified, they don't need your money. If they ask you for money, it's not them.
Don't give money to anyone who doesn't have a blue tick. Is that the right way around?
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to say.
Yeah.
And even if they do have a blue tick, you know, don't give money to people on Twitter.
Don't give money to people on the internet.
Don't give money to people.
Give money to strangers on the internet.
If someone seeks you out.
Give money to us, though.
Oh, give money to me. I'm not a stranger.
No.
Give me money.
We're in your head box now.
Yeah. Your little big old head box. But to this, one of my favorite replies.
Yeah.
From Brian Darling.
Yeah, correct.
At Brian P. Darling, who just missed the point.
Kelsey Priest.
The boat went right past him and he stood there waiting for it still.
If anything, the boat stopped. Someone said, would you like to get on? And he said, no, thank you. I'm waiting for a boat. And then they went, all right, and then he just took a step off the jetty anyway.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, boat's here. No, Brian, you missed it. So he says, I don't want any money from Cher. I just want a hug and an opportunity to say thanks for who you are, what you do, and how you have entertained and inspired me all my life.
Which is a beautiful sentiment.
Oh, that's so lovely, Brian.
We'd all like to get on a boat.
We'd all really like to get on a boat, though. The boat is here. It's trying to pick you up.
It's trying so hard.
Okay.
And you got so close to being on it.
You got so close. You responded in line with the subject.
Which I like.
I'm very supportive of you, Brian.
I'm so happy you did that, Brian.
I really love your work,
Brian.
Yeah,
thank you, Brian.
But she's not trying to give you money.
It's the wrong way around,
Brian. It's the wrong way, Brian. You're going the wrong way.
You are traveling 100 Ks an hour the wrong way down a freeway, Brian.
Yeah, if one train is going east and another train is going west.
You've booked a helicopter.
You are on a boat that is sinking. When will the train crash? Never.
Never.
Because the trains are in different countries and you're on a freaking boat. Shut up.
What I like the most about this is that there is one response to it. Anna. At,
yeah.
Anna Katrinag.
Katrina G.
Okay, that'll do. I'm not good at reading.
Anna Butcher Shop.
Doesn't matter anymore.
No, it doesn't. Are any of you listeners looking at these people? Why are we even saying their handles?
We're so safe.
Why are we saying anyone's handles at all?
I just realized that.
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
It's a podcast about Cher's Twitter feed. Who cares what the handles are? Okay, so you know what? You're not getting anyone's handles anymore. If you want them, ask me. I have a list.
Ask me later for them. See me after class and ask me for the handles.
Hit me up in office hours. All right, I wasted so much time trying to pronounce these and say them. It's a handle. It's not meant to be read
in a
sentence.
Having said that, if we didn't read out the handles, we wouldn't get fag undies.
No, that was just her name.
Oh.
So.
Oh, no, it was too.
Yeah.
So Anna at Doesn't Matter has responded, it's the fake share accounts asking for money.
There's so much toot in this.
Isn't there just?
Anna is the very stern voice of reason.
Oh, yeah. What a clapback.
Yeah. Smack. Period.
Smack right in your face.
Yeah. Idiot. Brian, you stupid.
I really liked Trevor's gumption at Trevor McMullen. I'm going to keep on saying that.
So after this, so set the stage again.
Yep.
Cher's just reported this fraud. People are asking for money in my name.
Cher has not. I think it needs to be said that Cher has reported this fraud.
Cher has delivered this news to the internet.
Yeah.
Not to any agency that can do anything about it.
No, she's reported it to the internet.
Yeah.
Which is where Cher controls. Cher controls the internet.
Yes.
Cher is in charge of the internet.
Yeah. So she's put the word out in her domain.
Yep.
And Trevor's chimed in.
Trevor has said, can I just have tickets to your show in AC?
Good, wow.
Good try.
Trevor.
I like his
gumption.
You
and Brian are in the same boat. You and Brian are sinking to the bottom of the ocean right now because you jumped into an ocean.
This is true. I guess the answer is probably going to be no. Buy them.
There is no response.
Buy them.
Cher needs her money. Go buy some tickets.
Cher's running out of cash.
You saw Cher's other fake accounts. She's running out of money. Go buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket. Support your local artists, including
us. Maybe that's his point. She's kind of saying there's fake accounts asking for money. I would never ask for money. And he's like, all right, give me a ticket.
Well, then
you don't need my money.
Then just give it to,
obviously, you don't need this money.
Pay for me to go to your concert.
Pay me.
Pay me. Give me money and I will go to your concert.
Yeah, I would love if Cher paid me to go to her concert.
God, that's the dream, isn't it?
I think that's anyone's dream. That's called reverse sales.
I am never starting a business with you. It's the worst idea.
Hey, I've got this idea for a shop.
I'm in instantly.
We pay everyone to take things.
Genius.
It's like opposite Rob.
It's opposite Rob.
It's opposite
Is that
robbing.
What it's called?
Yeah, it's opposite Rob. It's opposite
Rob,
theft.
And it's just the back of a guy called Rob's head. It's just the logo. It's just, welcome to opposite Rob.
It's inverse sales. Inverse sales.
It's a new platform that I'm running. You can only shop online on Gigimo. So if you
come and get rich at our store.
I've made
everything we're selling.
Everything must go.
Everything
it's really
must go.
Easy.
And you make money off of it. I'm a genius.
You're an idiot.
I'm a business genius. I have a degree.
Jesus.
Let me run your business.
I have a degree. You just raised your glass.
Oh my. I have new ideas for you. Hey, Apple computer, you're running it wrong.
Pay me to get your products.
And how often do you get sick of buying things one at a time, one at a time, one at a time, one after the other, after the other? You know what I'm talking about?
Daily.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if every time you wanted to smoke a cigarette, you had to go buy a new cigarette.
I would die. Yeah. More.
I would kill you.
More than every time I'm smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. No, it'd be worse than the smoking itself.
And the smoking itself is terrible.
Oh, I really want you to quit.
All right. This is
a persecution and an intervention all in one.
I'm okay with that.
But guess what? When you want to write a card to someone, you don't have to buy a card every time you want to send someone a card.
Thank God, because I am super poor.
Yeah, we all are, Andy.
And do you know cards are really expensive?
Yes.
Individual cards are like $7.
No, it would be like buying one kitten when you can buy 6, 8, 10, or 12 altogether.
I want 12 kittens.
I don't know if I can do that for kittens, but I can do it for cards.
Oh,
because
thank God.
You can save time and money by ordering a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with free shipping and 10% off your entire order when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout.
Follow the follower!
We're not even really going to discuss this tweet this much. This is just...
It's a segue, if anything.
If anything, this is just to lubricate the entrance of the next segment, because the next segment is wider than we thought it was going to be.
It is humongous.
So, Cher has tweeted, cover art, fun!
Which I assume it means she's working on the cover art, designing the cover art.
She's already done the photos.
She's done the photo shoot already. We know that. She's got the set list. Now they're doing cover art.
Yeah, this is really cool. We're in August now. So the album comes out next month.
Yeah.
So there's some tracks that still need to be remixed and stuff like that. But otherwise, it's almost ready.
She's just got like a song or two left. One of the responses to this comes from
Official Latinators Scroll House. If I'm reading that correctly.
I want to point this out, and this is where this got on my radar.
Yep.
Okay. Because the
flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Name official Latinator's scroll house. Scroll is a like an emoji.
Yeah.
But it's in a weird font.
It's in a Baroque font, Justin.
It's in something that is not normal for a name on Twitter. Like, names just normally don't
quite
look
like Times New Roman or something.
Yeah, just a normal serif, sans serif font. This is
a Baroque.
Yeah.
It's stuck out.
It stuck out
like a sore thumb.
I was like, that's interesting. And look at this response. This response is interesting too. So
the response is, collab with Gaga, please. OMFGGGGGGG.
So obviously, official Latinators at LatiK fans wants Cher to collaborate with Gaga, which
would be great.
Great idea.
Oh my God.
Great idea.
Heaven.
So
idea.
Good.
Because I don't know that they have yet.
I don't.
To the best
actually,
of my
I don't
knowledge.
Actually know.
I'm pretty
I feel
sure.
like I would know about it. But when we were researching for our follower this week.
Yeah.
We were, you know, like, oh, who do we want to look into? Blah, blah, blah.
There's so many people.
There's so
like
many people.
Millions and
around.
Millions of followers.
You know, there's Trevor who just wants tickets. There's Brian Darling who's sinking to a dark, watery grave. There's Anna with her clapbacks.
I'd be happy to follow Thick Snack.
Thick Snack's great. Femme Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Who is sorry for the late reply. There's so many options.
Yeah.
But there was just something about the way...
There's the audacity name, there's of using a Baroque font.
A Baroque font in your name, like you are some kind of lord.
There's something here. There's something
there's
here,
just,
Justin.
There was something here. So Andy and I started to dig.
Yeah. We dug.
Oh, we dug. We dug. So we go to LatiK's Twitter page.
Yep.
And the description is, the diary of LatiK, debut album out now. Oh, interesting. She's a she. I don't know what this is.
We don't know at this point.
They.
We don't like to, let's not
be a person. It could be a group. I mean, like, you know, I don't know looking at this, if it's a person or, but they've got an album out.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting. Includes singles, Girl, We Go Into Arubia. Oh, okay.
Okay. That's
Arubia.
Arubia.
Is that Aruba or Arabia?
I'm not really sure, Justin.
Both. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
And then another song, Lorat from Boros. Okay, great. And then Insta at LatiK fans, backup at LatiK backup.
Mm.
There's a backup account. Who is this person?
We just got very confused. Is this a fan account?
Is it a fan account? Because the handle is at LatiK fans.
Yeah.
Who is LatiK? And who are the official Latinators?
Yeah.
Well, so many questions.
I have a lot of questions.
So many questions. So we looked it up. We went to iTunes because the album's out.
Oh, yeah.
So
the album came out 2 days ago.
Yeah. And there's a pinned tweet at the top from July 27th. Very recent.
So what we've stumbled on here, Justin, is a bloody new release.
Brand new, undiscovered
artist, yes,
who has just released something.
I cannot wait to see how this unfolds.
Same. Absolutely same.
Because boy, did it unfold.
Boy, did it ever. Then they said paper can only be folded
eight times,
or whatever it is.
It's 8 times.
Well, in this case, it's a million.
Yeah. LatiK was, unbeknownst to us, the gift that kept on giving.
Click after click after sweet click. So we
sojourn after sojourn. So more and more, we found some more things. Yeah.
So the first thing we find is there's the pinned tweet. My debut album, The Diary of LatiK, is officially out worldwide. Buy it on iTunes. Like, great. So we go to iTunes to try and find out more about this artist, group, whatever.
So now we know, so now we know, okay, it's singular.
Oh, yeah, good.
So it's
good
singular
point. It's
now.
It's a person.
Yeah, I'm looking at grammar now. I look at any
context
clues.
Any context clues.
I am like Sherlock Holmes. At this point, This is like we were given a present and it turns out it's been wrapped in wrapping paper, but like two different kinds of wrapping paper.
Yeah.
And then it's in a box and then there's that like bubble wrap inside, but then also the weird styrofoam. And we just keep on trying
keep
to
on
uncover
going.
Layers to get to the good center of who yeah. is
that's what
Lottie
we're trying
K.
to get, right? So that's our goal
yeah.
on this. So we go to iTunes
mm-hmm.
and here it is. Sure enough, on iTunes, on Apple Music, is official Latinators artist.
Yeah.
The Diary of Lottie K.
Yes.
And sure enough, there's Girl We Go Into Aruba.
Yep.
Arubia, excuse Arubia. Me, question mark.
And you're excused.
Lorat from Boras, the first two tracks on her 7-track album.
Great.
His or her.
His or her, don't know.
They,
yeah.
whatever.
They, yep.
No information. Mm. No album description.
Another brick wall, Justin.
No review. But
another
stonewalled. I am yet again stonewalled.
Another mystery, Sherlock. Another bloody mystery.
Opened right up. So we listened to the songs.
We did. We listened to a few of the songs.
We listened to a few seconds of a few of the songs.
Yes. Yes, we did.
It's not for me.
I told Justin to be polite on this podcast.
No, you said you wanted me to be nice. And I
said no.
I said, I can't be nice, but I won't be me.
Yeah, you said I will be factual.
I will tell facts. So I'm going to leave all my opinions at the door, and I'm going to give you the cold facts.
Okay.
There is no information. The music is not my taste.
For your taste. No, that's fine.
They're all explicit.
Oh, yes.
According to the E's.
Yes, they all have dirty words in them.
They're all explicit. So, brick wall, all right? So, luckily, on their Twitter page is a website address.
Oh, thank God.
Great. Because the Twitter feed is no information.
Yeah. If we're going to get answers, we need to go to a source. Yeah.
One source.
How hard can it be?
How hard can it be?
Because we've been searching. At this point, Justin and I had probably scoured for about like 20-25 minutes.
We did a Google search for yeah. official Latinator. Because the question I had is, and I still actually have it,
yep.
is this person's name Lottie K? Is this just some brilliant marketing scheme for Lottie K who doesn't exist? Like, brilliant in quotes.
Is this like, is this like marketing Poppy?
Yeah, is it? Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
is it like
yeah,
Poppy?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is Poppy? Does that person exist? It becomes clearer and clearer as mm-hmm. we go through stuff that this person's name is Lottie K.
At this point, what we've discovered is that whilst the album is listed as
The Life of Lottie K
is the album title.
The Diary of Lottie K.
Diary of Lottie K. And it is listed as by
official Latinators.
Yeah. So
as the group.
Yeah, which is a misnomer.
Because it makes me think it's that would be like the fan club.
And then I think, if anything, misnomer is probably the most accurate word to use to describe everything that we have started to uncover.
So let's dive into the website, because I think that's the next step.
Oh, yes.
So we get to the website, official Latinators.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so many questions.
Yeah, there's YouTube clips up.
Yeah, there's YouTube clips. There's links to official social media pages.
Yep.
The Twitter one that it links is not active.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
Yeah. And there's an old Instagram account that it links to.
An old Instagram account.
Which
so it's
not
almost
active.
Like it's not updated.
Yeah.
But the album just dropped
two days ago.
So if anything, prime time to be updated and have your links working.
I'm so confused.
It says, the homepage says, "Welcome home, Latinators."
Thank God.
And then it's got a quote. Oh, yeah, I'm home. I'm home. Good. I found my place.
Yep.
So who are the Latinators? Well, the singer is a Latinator? I don't know. And then there's a quote that says, "You need to show your fucking beauty. You need to show your body. I have beauty. I know I'm a natural. I'm natural beauty. I snapped, bitch. Do you?"
So,
quote Lottie K 2018.
Yeah, so recent quote.
They have quoted themselves on their website.
Well, we don't know who's running this website, Justin.
No, we don't.
We don't at this point. At this point in the investigation,
it seems like a fan
This is,
page.
As far as I'm aware, at this point in the investigation, it seems like this is a fan page.
But using social media, like everything they can get from YouTube, Instagram, and have put this fan page together.
Yeah.
For what I deem not someone that would normally get a fan page made for them.
Well, you never know.
So let's keep going.
So now what we have, though, is we have video footage of Laddie K.
Yeah, so we went to the YouTube account
because
she's an artist.
It's
very clearly what we now know is a trans woman.
Yep.
So she's a singer.
She's a singer. I'm going to say her music is also not to my particular taste.
Correct. I struggle to know anyone whose tastes this would appeal to.
Well, here's the thing, Justin.
Yes.
Is that Laddie K must appeal to someone because she has a fan website.
That's right.
And a fan Twitter account.
We must be missing something.
Unless, of course, this is not a fan-run website or a fan-run Twitter account.
Yes.
Unless, of course, this is, in fact, just Laddie K's.
She's created her own fan club and site and Twitter account.
I am in awe because if anyone was going to do that, I think we can both agree it would be me.
Yes.
Didn't need to say that so quickly.
Sorry. So we go to the YouTube page and there's a bunch of, dare I say, covers.
How dare.
I mean, look, they do have the word cover in the title.
So that's how you know it's a cover,
for
Justin.
For example, Dua Lipa, New Rules, in parentheses, cover.
Yes.
Okay, it's a cover.
Yep.
However, when I listen to it,
It did not seem to be a cover.
It's not a cover so much as a karaoke on top of the original song.
Yes.
On top. Which means I'm not actually using the word karaoke properly.
No, what you've done, though, is accurately use the word cover because her song has covered the other song like a blanket covers a mattress.
You know what? She's misunderstood the word cover. Is what's happened.
That's what's happened here.
Latte-K
There's been a breakdown in translation.
Has misunderstood what cover means. She thinks you cover up what the other person is saying with your own sounds. And I use the word sounds. I use the word sounds very specifically.
Yep.
Again, not to my taste.
Not to my taste.
I'm just stating facts.
Yep. Here's the thing that really sent me into a tailspin, Justin. And I know that it sent you into a tailspin as well. Yeah. We should point out as well at this point, so Justin and I do not discuss anything before stepping into the studio.
We really want to, and it's very difficult not to.
And tonight in particular was very difficult for us.
Oh, yeah.
Because There's a magazine on her website.
Yes, there is.
It's a first issue special pop star edition.
Yes, which I find an interesting that a first issue
is a special edition. It's already a special edition.
Already.
No need to double down on that.
Yeah. It's the first issue. Special first issue.
Unnamed Latinator.
Whoever is creating this site. So we go into the magazine and magazine. It's a PDF that's been displayed like across multiple images, basically. It is just full text. It's as if I'm reading a scientific journal.
Yep.
The fact that it's all text.
There's no need for pictures, Justin. There's a lot of pictures already up on the website.
You're right. This is where you get information.
Yes.
And there's no time for pictures when important information must be delivered quickly and efficiently.
And look, there is a lot of information in this magazine.
It's 16 pages.
It's 16 pages of interview with fans.
It's interviews with fans.
There's an interview with Lottie herself.
By someone. Someone has interviewed her.
I'm not going to say she's interviewed herself.
Let's not say that. Let's insist. I am absolutely certain
at this point
that she has interviewed herself.
Pretty clear she's interviewed herself.
She also has interviews with fans.
Yeah.
Who are all have handles in there. So it's part three, interview with Albert. Part four, interview with Ronisus.
Oh, yeah. There's interviews with fans and also interviews with people that she's fallen out with. Hard to get an interview with them face to face.
Very difficult.
Just call them up, I guess.
Yeah. Or send them a post-relationship questionnaire is what I like to do.
Oh, that's what I'm doing from now on. How did you relate this? How did you rate this relationship?
How well did was your experience with Justin Porter?
That'd be, for me, that'd be an extremely brief questionnaire.
Yeah, but here's my favorite, one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
Dare I say favorite?
It is.
It's part six of the magazine.
I'm so glad you went there. Part six of this online magazine dedicated to Lottie K by Lottie K.
This on first issue special pop star edition magazine
on Lottie K's fan site that I'm pretty sure is moderated by Lottie K.
She is Tyler Durden. We've got a Tyler Durden situation. She is Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
She
is God, it all makes
both
sense.
Lottie K and fan.
Oh my God, it all makes sense.
Okay, so part six, hot topics happened these months.
Yes.
And it is a bullet-pointed list.
This was the last thing that Justin and I discovered in this riddle after riddle after riddle as all of this unraveled right before our very eyes. This was the final thing.
This is where we arrived at El Dorado. And our
and what
adventure.
A city of gold it is.
So here's part six. Hot topics happened these months.
Yeah.
Lottie K pretended to be frozen on an Instagram live stream with Ronisus when she was asked to sing Lady Gaga's hit song Bad Romance a cappella. Lottie K's management released I Got Ya Na Na as her debut single on SoundCloud.
Read the next sentence. Read it. It's the same bullet point. You read that next sentence.
The auto-tuned bop reportedly made Cher retire.
Reported by who? Wow.
By Official Latinators magazine.
Dot point three. Lottie K was caught lying about her age when someone on Twitter responded to a tweet about her first year at college. Aren't you like 16, LMAO, they asked. She answered back saying, bitch, I'm 20.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping in mind, these are hot topics that has happened this month.
These are the hottest topics. Bullet point four.
Yep.
And this is my personal favorite and hottest, if you ask me.
This is jalapeno strength.
This is triple jalapeno.
I am ready for it. This is fire in your mouth, straight off the press. I am burning up here.
Do not eat it too quickly and have a glass of milk nearby.
Your esophagus is about to be shredded by the pure heat of this triple threat.
Get ready to shit for days because this is on fire.
Oh my God.
All right. Yep. Lottie K was caught in a fight with Benito. The longtime friendship was ended when the two brought receipts on each other.
For what? You could be shopping at Kiki K.
What is this McDonald's receipt? Benito blamed her for the racist comments, while Letty defended herself by saying that she had already apologized. Thus, a major drama was created. But did we live for it? I think so. Hot, 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 hot.
Because also you have to be aware, we're pretty sure Lottie is writing this. Which makes it even more bizarre.
That is just a quick, that's the first page of the two-page Hot Topics. And if you want to get the rest, you have to go to the website. Because I think we need to look at the conclusion. So this is the final part of the magazine.
Yep.
And it's titled, A Letter From Us. Conclusion of the issue. And you know what I love, Andy?
that this whole magazine is in essay format?
It's an essay. It's like she's written a scientific paper. Again, a scientific journal, and there's a actual conclusion.
There's an introduction. Yes, there's a setup on the points that we're going to discuss in this journal.
Absolutely.
There's headings, topic heading sentences.
There, of course, there's a conclusion. So let's just read the conclusion, shall we?
Yeah. On the very first issue of the Latinators magazine, we discovered the very raw side of Lati Kay. She shared her first experience of dealing with fame, hate, and support, clarified her way of getting success. Sorry,
this is how I get success. And I want to be clear. Be clear about it.
Yeah, I didn't just go to the store and buy some English muffins and then woke up famous. This is how I did it. Clarified her way of getting success, addressed the bullies and misunderstandings, and it should be clear, like, I'm not bullying Lati Kay.
No, I'm giving you the facts. I'm reading from
magazine. This is a huge undertaking, and I am giving her credit for this.
I wish I had this website.
Yeah, mine sucks.
Because this is fascinating.
This is so much better than anything I could dream up. Bullies and misunderstandings, and spoke about the American dream as well. The last emotional message to her beloved fans is yet to touch the heart of her Latinators. I don't know what that means.
No, I don't either.
Then we interviewed two of her fans who shared their opinion on the Queen. They were so honest and sweet. Shady Lati facts and Albert valued Lati's talent and uniqueness. Latination rules. I wish I had, like, what would the Balaknators? No, that'd be awful.
No, and, don't do that.
And Andy-ness?
Nope. Nope.
I got nothing.
No.
Besides them, we asked two of her biggest enemies, in quotation marks. Why is that in enemies?
Because it's her. Because it's Tyler Durden.
Some questions to which they spilled some hot tea. Benito addresses every single detail about the recent beef while giving a little hope about future friendships' recovery. On the other hand, Renesis insisted that he, in fact, gave Lati her fame. Also, we found out that a scrapped project between Ronnie and Lati was already made, however, never seen the light. On this issue, we also took a look at her most famous moments and quotes over the past 2 months. Tell us who and what you would like to see on the next issue. Exciting!
Wow.
It's a bloody lot to take
in. It's a lot. Now, I want to just point out that I have never gone to a website with this many areas to go to.
Yeah.
When I drop down the menu to look at all the sections of this
website. That's a lot,
website,
isn't it?
It's more than I see on I've ever seen, I think, on a website. There's home, magazine, memes, quotes, music, Wikipedia, art cover, layouts, it's, young Lati.
It is so professional.
Achievements about contact.
For a website that doesn't link to the right Instagram or Twitter account, the rest, very professional.
It's so weird. And here's, I think this is why we think this is her.
Mm.
If you go to the Young Lati page,
yeah,
this is one of the reasons.
Okay.
It's exclusive pictures of Young Lati K.
Yeah.
These are like pictures she took on her phone as a self. Like,
yeah.
But multiple, it's like when you take three of the same kind and you just throw one away and you post one.
Yeah, no, she's posted all of them. Yeah, all of them.
This is her.
This is her, yeah. A voice that could launch 1,000 ships, as my mother would say. And then with no real idea as to where they were going or whether or not they would stay afloat, I think. My favourite part about all of this is the Lati Kay quotes, and I think we have to end on this. I'm going to read out a couple of my favourite Lati Kay quotes.
Yeah.
This has come directly from Twitter. Number one, if I eat it soap, I don't eat it because I did. No, I didn't.
Hmm. Confusing.
How is drinking coal is a problem? Bitch, choke a dick.
Well, she's got a point. Now, here's something that I do want to end on.
Yeah, please.
Because we've had a lot of fun here. This is hard to look at for me. But this is a person who has been bullied.
Yeah.
Who has gone through bouts of depression.
Correct, yes.
Is 16?
20?
I don't know. 16, 20.
Timeless.
Who knows? Making her own fansite, if that's true. Just wants to create and do her own thing, and power to you, because I do not support bullying. I do not want it to come across as we're making fun of people on the show, because we're not. We're just enjoying the train. Because people are people, and they're unique and beautiful, and I'm just as crazy as the next person.
I'm worse.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call that out, because it was something we thought about when we were talking about this, because we noticed that, in particular, Lottie K
has received criticism, a lot of bullying,
and that's not cool.
What I do like, though, is that she does, and she says, she may not say, that this fan site quotes her as saying quite a few times that she has risen above it. And do you know what?
And that's great.
Even if this is her creating this website, all power to you, because you have created a thing. You have done the thing that you wanted to see in the world, which is a whole fan page on you.
And I'm just going to say magazine is spelled wrong. just Lottie K, if you get this, magazine is spelled wrong. So you might want to get that fixed, because it's in big, bold red, and it's spelled M-A-G-A-I-Z-N-E. That's not right. So whoever's running this site, whether it's a Lottie or a fan,
I think we can agree.
I think we all know
that
it's Lottie.
All of Lottie's fan accounts are all run by her. Yeah. And you know what? She has inspired me, if anything, to create my own fan account, which I'm legitimately going to go home and do
you
now.
You should, because I still don't know if it's her.
Yeah,
I still don't know. This could be someone else.
This is like making a murderer, where you still don't know.
Yes. Guilty, innocent. I don't know.
I still don't know.
The facts are not all lined up.
It's amazing. We're going to leave you with that. Thank you again so much for joining us on this
roller coaster.
It was a bloody roller coaster tonight.
What a fun week.
What a fun week. Again, please follow us on all the social media at Share and Retweet on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. There's a group that you can join on Facebook as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shares tweets. Justin.
Join it.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes or Spotify, or if you're listening to us on my new platform of Gidgimo.
Gidgimo.
We do podcasts. Podcast.
And we do podcast.
And period. And the end. Please also tell all of your friends about it if you enjoy it.
Yeah, share it.
Tweet about it. Facebook it.
Share it. You gotta share it.
Instagram it. Share the love around. The end. Thank you so much for joining us. I've been one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
I'm your other host, Justin Porter. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.